The spread of coronavirus has been more pervasive in some regions than others. In Akron, the north side of town has experienced greater spread than anywhere in the city. North Akron is the city's international neighborhood, housing immigrants and refugees from Nepal, Bhutan, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Congo, and many others. But one organization is working hard to keep the virus in check. Take a drive through the heart of North Hill, and you'll find Nepali restaurants, Asian boutiques, Mexican grocers, and Italian eateries. Immigrants contribute much to Akron's economy. They are also at greater risk than most of exposure to coronavirus.
They do work in places of business where they, you know, are on the front lines. You know, they're more likely to take public transportation, you know, where they're also exposed to potential COVID.
That's Elaine So, executive director of the nonprofit Asian Services in Action. Currently, Asian residents make up the largest immigrant population in the city, with many living in North Akron, zip code 44310. Summit County Public Health data shows that at more than 500, North Akron has twice as many COVID-19 cases as any other neighborhood, and 68% of those who tested positive are Asian.
A lot of people just want to jump to the conclusion that because they're new Americans, they don't know better.
That's Katie Beck, who runs the North Akron Community Development Corporation and the Exchange House. She says that isn't true. Immigrants have been aware from the beginning about the dangers of the virus. Public Health Commissioner Donna Skoda agrees.
Many of them do exactly what they're supposed to do. It's just anytime you're in a close environment, you're going to increase your risk.
And Akron immigrants, Beck says, often live in close, multi-generational households.
Some of them only have like one or two workers that are making income to provide for everyone, so it's not like they can quit or stop working.
Caring for extended family is an ethos that's been passed to the younger generation, who Beck calls culture brokers.
They're constantly navigating the world for their families, right? They're answering calls, they're reading legal documents, they're translating in doctor's offices.
The BRAVE Project, which stands for Bhutanese Response Assistance Volunteer Effort, exemplifies these values. It was launched in Columbus early in the pandemic by young Bhutanese immigrants affiliated with the nonprofit group, the Bhutanese Community of Central Ohio. Graduate student Sudarshan Pakurel heads up Brave Columbus and oversees chapters that have opened in other cities, including one in Akron.
It's a tremendous amount of work and tremendous amount of commitment that these young community leaders and students and volunteers have shown towards this responding this COVID crisis.
The idea, Pakurel says, was to bring clarity about the virus and to deliver food and supplies to immigrant families' doors.
People were so overwhelmed. There was so much of information. They didn't know what to do and what not to do.
His team also designed training for the BRAVE chapters so volunteers know exactly how to help families affected by COVID-19.
We have to educate them. We have to give them orientation, what COVID is, what they need to do, what they don't need to do, and then also provide them with groceries, food supplies, and medical counseling at the same time.
University of Akron engineering student Moni Kumar Bhattarai heads up BRAVE Akron. He says his teams take every precaution to stay safe when dropping off groceries and other supplies outside.
We get into car and we call them on phone and we tell them we got something outside so you guys can come out and pick it up. So we don't talk to them directly.
Along with food and Tylenol, Brave also brings natural health supplies.
Ginger and lemon, it boosts immune system. So we buy them there.
Bhattarai's team stays busy, rounding up volunteers and gathering donated supplies to help as many families as possible.
So far, 28 families are recovered and 12 to 13 families are still in quarantine right now.
This dedication to helping the immigrant community is no surprise to the Exchange House's Katie Beck, who works daily with immigrants.
Young people in their community are so passionate and so just ready to help whoever they can. You know, they saw this model from Columbus and they heard about other cities doing it, so they wanted to step up and help.
In keeping with that spirit, Bhattarai says his team is ready to help more people.
This is not just for Nepalese. We have resources. We can also help other communities.
I'm Jennifer Khan, 89.7 WKSU.